Want to make $9,000 a month?
Without worrying about delivery, labor costs, or inventory?
Yes, sir!
Stay tuned as we show you how you can start running out of venue.
Yes!
How to operate the venue, and the pros and cons.
Hey, come on, baby! Come on!
And the 7 key things you need to know before you start a venue.
Yes! Come on!
So what is a venue rental business and how does it work?
A venue is basically a location that you rent out to individuals for a specific amount of time so they can throw their events or any kind of thing that they want to do with the time granted.
And also too, you have certain equipment there. So you have tables, chairs, or you have linens or none and have open spaces so they can be able to host these events or have these special occasions at your facility.
So where's the best place to find venues?
Location, location, location. Anything to do with venues is about the location. You want to be someplace where people have foot traffic or someplace where people are over some type of view or something that gets people attracted to the area. So like this also can be like if you're on a farm somewhere and you have a beautiful overing over a hill that looks over, you know, a whole bunch of mountains or whatever, that looks great. That'd be perfect. For us right now, if you go to city route, you want to be localized into an area where a lot of people are at and a lot of people know where it's going to be at. So like we are in the basically in a downtown of one of the cities that are right in the DFW area. We're in their old town area and it kind of fits in everywhere. But location is everything. You want your location to be a place that either scenic or places where people, a lot of people are around. The next thing, you want to make sure the cost is correct. So obviously, if you can't rent it out for $10,000 and you have a $10,000 a month bill and you're trying to rent it out and rent it for $500, it's going to be very hard to make your money back. So that's the next thing right there. After that, you want to make sure that the venue is the correct size. Because if you're doing a vineyard, most likely no one's going to be going to the vineyard for 50 people. Like, that's not going to work out. And so you might be better off in the city of doing a smaller place than out in the countryside trying to do 55 people venues and stuff like that. But it's not going to work out. You want to get the bigger places. So what's the average event size and what type of events do they have? And what type of events are you trying to reach? If you're trying to do weddings and you have too small of a thing, you're going to be in a situation where you don't have enough space for the event type you're trying to do. So the smaller the event size, the closer you need to be to the main city area. The bigger the event size, the more leeway you have to be away from these metropolitan areas.
So on average, how much does it cost to start a venue rental business?
An arm and a leg.
Yeah, I think it depends. Like, for instance, the space that we came in, really, we could have just started renting it just because it was pretty much ready, had flooring and everything, looked pretty decent. But we wanted, knowing that we knew that there are certain amenities that makes it more attractive to clientele that we want. So we added little touches like bistro lighting, a bar, TV, built-in audio. So it really depends on all what you want to offer your clients. It can be anywhere from nothing, just the first month's payment, to, you know, it could cost like $10,000 to get everything the way that you want to do it. But one thing to take into consideration is you want to justify, not just because you're like, no, I feel like this is good. You want to justify what the market's demanding. So if it's those little extra $10,000 that you would put in it, it would have to make some type of return on the clients that it would be bringing in.
Yeah, so for us, we've had 100 chairs. At the time, I think it was like $16 a chair with delivering everything, basically under $2,000. We had 12 16-inch rounds, which brought us to another like $1,500 or so. We got this TV, which a couple of $1,000s again for that. The bar, which we custom made on there, would have cost a lot more to make 11-foot bar, get it made. I think we ended up getting out of that for less than $2,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
The top and everything. And then just the miscellaneous things. We have refrigerators. We have 3 refrigerators underneath it. We have a warmer as well. Then we have supplies that we use on there. Plus the bistro lighting, like we said, too. We did a lot of this stuff ourselves, so we'll be able to heck work out. But we just finished this floor that we just put down, and this floor cost us about $6,000-$7,000 to put down. But we did ourselves, it would have been like $10,000-$12,000 if we would have went somewhere else. Generally around that. And we paid for a sign that we don't even have, $2,000. But that's a whole nother question right there. So generally, you'll be looking at first month rents, first plus the deposit. That'll be your price to get into it. And then you have to hold this space, too, through all the stuff that's going on for, like, the fire marshal who just came in not too long ago. And you have to make sure that you can get clear and get occupancy. So you should be kind of starting off with, like, if you can start, as soon as you start, then you kind of just, the cost of the rent and stuff. But if you're not, you might hold it for 90 days. So whatever your 90 days cost is, plus to buy the amenities to be able to get everything worked out. And then to set up all the services that you have to pay deposits on. So you might be looking at, I think for us, it's about $20,000 to $30,000 that we kind of got started with.
So what other variables must all be considered when starting an event venue?
From an insurance standpoint, you need to make sure you have property insurance and you want to have liability insurance just in case anything goes wrong so you can take care of the building if it was a fire or something like that.
So for your certificate of occupancy, generally you would submit the paperwork for that. They'll send in the health department, the fire department, and then they'll send engineers. Basically, they're going to inspect the property that you have, and then they're going to ask also what are you going to be using it for. Depending on your answer, they're going to have certain standards. So I know in certain cities also, I know like in Dallas, if you have a stage, they're going to do a more rigorous inspection versus, you know, here where we're at in Lewisville, Texas, where even if we had a stage, there is no extra inspections that need to be done. So basically, once you get cleared through all the departments, they give you the green light, you get your certificate of occupancy. Then at that point, you can actually rent out the location. And then it's up to you to maintain those standards that the city places on you. Like, for instance, like how many people can be in your actual location. You know, no smoking at your location, and then basically all the other good stuff that comes along with it.
What does operations and maintenance look like for this venue?
So for this venue, it's very low maintenance, and this is the one thing that me and Xavier like a lot about it. We have, like, after every event, we schedule a person to come over here and clean it. There's a flat rate that they clean the location, and then during the location cleaning, they also do an inspection for us. If there's anything that's damaged, they report that to our sales team, and then our sales team basically distributes back the deposit amount, which is a security deposit, or they'll take the money that's necessary to do any repairs or any extra cleaning. Maintenance, it's pretty simple in here. It's like paper towels, toilet paper, hand soap, maybe glass cleaner. But other than that,
maybe some paint.
Oh yeah, and some paint. I guess, yeah, maintenance. Yeah, paint on the walls because, you know, people scuff the walls or whatnot, or put a little hole in it. Other than that, it's pretty much straightforward. That's only cost and utilities.
And how much are you expected to make?
So this depends on a wide variety. So it depends on how big your unit is, where your unit is placed. So for us, we're kind of looking at basically coming in around $100,000 a year on this right here. That's kind of the idea of what the capacity can be. But if you have a place that is four times the size, if you own the place and then your place is out in the countryside and it's beautiful over a scenic view, you might make five, six times, even eight times more, who knows? Put it on there. So it kind of depends on what the going rate is in the area surrounding you and what market you're trying to do based on what they can pay, and then how well you can do with filling those days up. Because if you can fill every single day up, you're more likely to make more money.
What are the pros and cons of having a venue?
Well, the pros is we get to use it whenever we want to. That's kind of the main pro right there. And also, too, you get steady cash flow coming in. Because our whole purpose of us having this venue, the next venue that we have, we're going to purchase. We're not going to do a lease on venue. We're going to probably purchase land and build on it. But from the con standpoint, at least from my standpoint, cons is always going to be like damages to the property, people doing things they're not supposed to be doing.
I think the pros is that it's easy to, at least for us, it's easy to sell. Everybody throws parties here. And where's this specific venue that we chose is located at? We get a lot of foot traffic. And it's just like, we don't have to advertise a lot. It's super easy to sell. The only thing I would say is the cons that I don't like, but Xavier had mentioned, is the people aspect. Because any kind of party or large events, people are going to do whatever they want to do. And generally when that happens and they can't really control themselves or the attendees to their party, you know, things get damaged or, you know, law enforcement get involved. You know, you kind of get be the black sheep in the whole family in the neighborhood, if that makes sense. But other than that, I mean, I love the venue. I like what it provides.
Thank you guys for watching this. If you want to learn more about running a venue, we're going to be putting up a lot more videos about this. We've basically been doing this for over a year, so we think we can talk on a little bit, at least back on our experiences. If, you know, party rentals is not your thing and you kind of want to just run a space and you want to do it from a rental standpoint, this is basically like a rental arbitrage. This is the kind of the new venture we're going to get into when actually renting out from properties and kind of going this way. It's kind of our stuff into this, so make sure you subscribe for that stuff. But we have a lot of more things coming in.
If you like this video, stay tuned because we're planning on going more into venues and properties or just stationary things that you could rent out for your business. And if you like this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe.